Good afternoon. Well, it's very good to be here again. I look forward to it every month. Let me pray. Dear God, please speak to us from your word. Move us by your spirit to obey your word. Amen.
Amen.
Friends, there is only a short step between a great victory and a great defeat.
往往呢，在一个大的胜利跟大的失败中间呢，只有一点点距离。
One moment you are riding high in a cloud of a great spiritual success, and the next moment a great sin.
有一瞬间呢，可能是我们在属灵的高潮，我们好像在云端里面。但是下一个时刻呢，我们却掉到死荫幽谷。
King David had a great military victory, and then he committed adultery.
大卫王呢，他经历过很大的成功，但是呢，他也很大的失败。
I know of a pastor in Australia who many years ago ran a huge ministry with thousands of young people, and then he had a relationship with a woman who was not his wife.
在澳洲呢，曾经有一个牧师，他非常有能力，他有很多年轻人，上千的人，年轻人，他都愿意跟着他，但是呢，他却发生了一些不好的事情。
Success and sin.
成功跟犯罪。
In Joshua chapter 6, the chapter before this chapter, Israel had a great victory.
耶稣雅记第六章在那时候呢，记载说以色列人呢，他们有一个很大的胜利。
They defeated the city of Jericho, and all the walls came crumbling down.
他们征服了耶利哥城，而且呢，这城墙呢，整个都坍塌了。
But in chapter 7, the next chapter, they have a great defeat.
但是呢，当到第七章的时候呢，我们看到以色列人呢，他们遭遇到了很大的失败。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because sin brings disaster.
因为罪恶带来这些灾难。
In Joshua chapter 6, verse 27, the Bible says, So the Lord was with Joshua, and his fame spread throughout the land.
在耶稣雅记第六章二十七节，他提到说，耶和华与耶稣雅同在，耶稣雅的声名传扬遍地。
That was chapter 6.
这是第六章。
But in chapter 7, it's different.
但是到第七章就不一样了。
But the Israelites acted unfaithfully in regard to the devoted things.
在第七章刚开始呢，就讲到说，以色列人在当内的物上犯了罪。
Achan disobeyed God and took some of the devoted things that belonged to God. He took them from Jericho and put them into his house.
有一个人叫做亚干。他竟然夺取了耶和华的东西，耶和华说你不能拿，他偏偏去拿，而且呢，放在他自己的帐篷里面。
So the Lord's anger burned against Israel, it says, verse 1.
所以呢，耶和华对这件事情他非常的生气。
Achan tells us in verse 20 and 21 what he did. Have a listen.
亚干呢，他承认他做了些什么事情，他就记载在第七章二十节跟二十一节，我来读。亚干回答耶稣亚说：“我实在得罪了耶和华以色列的神，我所做的事如此如此。我在所夺的财物中看见一件美好的示拿衣服，200舍勒克银子，一条银子重50舍勒克，我就贪爱这些物件，便拿了去。现今藏在我帐篷内的地里，银子就在衣服底下。”
There is sin in the camp. Israel has violated God's covenant.
所以呢，以色列的营中呢，发生了一件罪恶。那所以呢，事实上以色列人呢，他破坏了他们跟神之间的名约。
Listen to what God says in verse 11 and 12.
让我们来听一听在耶稣雅记第七章十一到十二节，神怎么样来说这件事情？我来读。以色列人犯了罪，违背了我所吩咐他们的约，取了当内的物，又偷窃，又行诡诈， 又把那当面的放在他们的家具里，是第十二节啊 ，verse 12啊，因此以色列人在仇敌面前站立不住，他们在仇敌面前转背逃跑，是因成了被咒诅的。你们若不把当面的物从你们中间除掉，我就不再与你们同在了。
If you knew Achan, what would you say to him?
啊，如果你认识亚干的话，你会怎么跟他说
？I'd say, Achan, what were you thinking?
啊，我可能会这样说，亚干，你到底在干什么啊？你在想什么
？To steal from God.
你竟然敢偷窃神的东西。
You know that God promised us this land.
啊，你知道了神他应许我们这个迦南地。
It's a land of wealth and prosperity, a land of safety and security.
啊，这个是呢是一块啊物产丰饶的土地，而且呢是一个很安全的地方。
You know God's word. We have to be obedient.
啊，你知道神的话，我们都必须要来遵听从他。
I can. God has been so good to us.
啊，神呢，啊，他对我们是这么的好。
He has delivered us from slavery in Egypt.
啊，他把我们从我们在埃及地奴役的地方，他把我们拯救出来。
He forgave us many times as we were in the wilderness.
啊，他赦免了啊我们很多罪，虽然说我们常常在他面前做出不好的。
God chose us out of all the nations of the world to be His special possession because He loved us.
啊，神他特别拣选我们这个民族，从万国之中拣选出来啊。变成他一个很特别的民族，因为他爱我们。
He stopped the Jordan River so we could cross over.
啊，他使约旦河的河水呢堵住，所以呢，我们能够从约旦河的路那个干地走过去。
He defeated Jericho.
啊，他呢，他帮我们呢打败了耶利哥城。
And he did it all for us.
啊，他做这些事情都是为了爱我们的缘故。
Achan, your sin robs our whole nation of the purity and holiness which God requires of us.
亚干，你这样做真的是把我们啊对神的那一种洁净啊完全的弄坏了。
We all suffer the effects of your sin.
啊，我们呢都必须要承受因为你的罪恶所造成的后果。
Why didn't you just listen and obey?
为什么你不要听神的话，然后呢去遵从他呢
？We have been defeated. 36 men are dead, Achan.
啊，我们。已经有36个人啊，因为你的罪恶而死亡了。
Some families are grieving because of your sin.
啊，有些家庭呢，他们在现在痛伤中，因为你的罪。
Sons and husbands are dead.
啊，有一些人他的丈夫死了。
They're not coming home.
啊，他没有办法再回来了。
You see, Achan sins, 36 people die.
啊，想想看，因为亚干他一个人犯罪，所以呢，变成有36人因为这样而死了。
We say Achan did not play the movie forward.
所以呢，我们想说亚干呢，啊，他没有把电影换一换，就是说没有把这个后果想一想。
I mean, he didn't think about the impact of his actions.
啊，他没有想到说，当他这样做的时候呢，会有怎么样的冲击。
You have to think of your life like a movie.
我们呢在生活中我们要必须要去想想事情的后果，就好像我们把电影晃一晃，知道它的结局会是怎么样。
When you are tempted to sin, think what will happen if you sin afterwards.
当我们想要犯罪的时候，我们必须要好好思想一下，当我们这样做的话呢，会有怎么样的后果。
If you slander someone, you destroy their reputation.
如果说你故意的去毁谤一个人你把他的名声都破坏掉了。
People believe the lies.
人可能会相信你所说的话。
People become angry.
当他听了以后呢，哇，他会因为事情而觉得很生气。
You cause disunity and you dishonor God.
所以呢，你就变成说，在这个团体里面呢，你造成一个纷争。
What happens if you cheat a friend?
会有怎么样的结果呢？如果说你欺骗了一个朋友
，You rob him of what belongs to him.
你呢？你好像是你欺骗他的财物，好像抢夺财物，从他身上抢夺他的财物出来。
He loses money.
所以呢，他损失了钱。
His family struggles.
他的家庭呢，可能会因此而遭受害。
Tensions build up.
变成会中间有一些紧急的紧张的情形。
A friendship is lost.
这个朋友之间的友谊也消失掉了。
What happens if you cheat on your wife?
为什么有些人他会欺骗他的？妻子呢
？You break the marriage covenant.
你呢？你破坏了你跟你妻子配偶之间的那种盟约。
There is grief and pain.
这个人会造成一个让你很大的痛苦。
Tears and heartache.
他对他的心情造成很大的破坏。
Your children hurt.
你的孩子呢可能会伤害到。
You may be divorced.
可能也因此呢你们就会离婚。
You have financial stress.
这时候呢会造成你在经济上面也会受到影响。
When you think about your life, you must play the movie forward.
所以呢当我们在生活中呢我们必须要常常想对当我们犯罪的时候会有怎么样的后果。
Sin has consequences that bring destruction.
罪呢常常它会联系你做一件以后你可能就会再做第二件。
Achan didn't play the movie forward.
我想呢亚干呢他在做的时候呢他没有好好想事情可能会有产生怎么样的后果。
He saw something, he wanted it, he took it.
他看到一些东西他想要他就去拿。
And they lost the battle.
所以呢，也因为如此呢，以色列人就打败仗了。
Because God was not happy with them.
因为神对这个事件呢，他非常的不高兴。
In verse 2 and 5, we see what happened because they broke covenant with God. Verse 2 to 5.
好，在第七章的第二节到第五节呢，就提到说到底发生什么事情？我来读第七章第二节到第五节。好，verse 2, 当下耶稣亚从耶利哥打发人往伯特利东边靠近伯雅文的埃城去，吩咐他们说：“你们上去窥探那地。”他们就上去窥探埃城。Verse 3，他们回到耶稣亚那里，对他说：“众民不必都上去，只要两三千人上去就能攻取埃城，不必劳累众民都去，因为那里的人少。”Verse 4，于是民中也有三千人上那里去，竟在埃城人面前逃跑了。Verse 5, 埃城的人击杀了他们36人，从城门口追赶他们，直到示巴林，在下坡杀败他们，众民的心就消化如水。
The Israelites were doomed to fail.
所以呢，以色列人呢，他们其实是注定会失败了。
Because they disobeyed God.
因为呢，他们没有听从神的话。
They lost the battle. 36 people are dead, and everyone is now afraid.
他们呢打败仗了，而且呢因此呢36人死了，而且呢大家人心消化如水。
Joshua is the leader and he is very confused now.
耶稣亚呢他是一个领袖，他变成很困惑了，怎么会发生这种事情。
He is the new leader of Israel, the man who led them across the Jordan River, the man who helped them to take victory over Jericho, but now they've had a great defeat.
他是以色列新的领导者，他带领以色列人过的约旦河，而且呢他看到耶利哥城在神的作为下整个塌下来，他们攻打了胜仗，但是呢现在竟然有这种事情发生。
He calls out to God and this is what he says in verse 6.
他呢只能够呼求神想要找到这个答案，这是在第六节所提到，我来读verse 6。耶稣亚便撕裂衣服，他和以色列的长老把灰撒在头上，在耶和华的约柜前俯伏在地，直到晚上。
He's upset and he doesn't know what to do and he says, God, why did we lose?
他觉得非常的伤心，他呼求神说，神啊，为什么会有这些事情发生呢？
And then he says in verse 7.
所以呢？他又继续的说第七节我来读 verse 7。耶稣亚说，哀哉主耶和华，你为什么竟领这百姓过约旦河，将我们交在亚摩利人的手中，使我们灭亡呢？我们不如住在约旦河那边倒好。
He prefers to be back on the other side of the Jordan River because it was safer there. Now he's worried.
所以呢他讲说倒不如说赶快，他虽然说从耶利哥干地走过来，他说现在倒不如退回去那边，情况可能会比较好一点。
But he says in verse 8 and 9,
好，那他继续在第八节跟第九节他继续说看耶稣亚怎么说。好，那个 verse 8, 主啊，以色列人既在仇敌面前转背逃跑，我还有什么可说的呢？ Verse 9,迦南人和这地一切的居民听见了，就必围困他们，我们将我们的民从地上除灭，那时你为你的大民要怎么行呢？
You see, Joshua is concerned not just for himself, but for God's name.
耶稣亚呢，其实他这样说呢，表示他不是因为自己失败了，而是呢，为了神的名。
Because if they lose the battle, everyone will think that Israel's God is not a strong God.
如果说他们在这个战场失败的话呢，迦南地的人都会想说，以色列人不算什么，他有这个神也不算什么。
And now God tells him why they have been defeated.
这时候呢，神告诉他为什么会有这样的事情，他们为什么会失败。
Israel has sinned; they have violated my covenant. That's why it happened.
因为以色列人犯了罪，违背了我所吩咐他们的约。
So the sin of one man and his family brings judgment on everyone.
所以呢，我们可以想看看，只是因为一个人的罪，所以造成了整个以色列人都受到的伤害。
Because God wants a holy people.
因为神他要一个很洁净的子民。
30 years ago, I used to be a high school mathematics teacher.
在30年前。
30 years ago?
Yes. 因为我对数字有个怀疑上，对，我是很特别的。
When I was young?
Yes, 30年前，他是一个中学的一个数学老师。
At the end of high school, the year 12s have a special formal dinner where they all dress up beautifully as they finish school.
好，当他们在第十二年就快毕业那一年的时候呢，他们会有一个正式的宴会，有一个 party 呢，他们每一个人都穿得很正式。
The teachers, the students celebrate together.
这个呢，所以老师跟学生呢，他们就一块来庆祝。
The girls, always the girls, spent many hours in their beautiful dress, their makeup, a lot of money to fix up their hair. It's a very special night.
所以呢，这个女孩子呢，总是爱漂亮的哈。所以呢，他们就会去穿了很漂亮正式的衣服，而且呢，花很多时间在头发，把它做得漂漂亮亮的。
It costs a lot of money.
当这样做的时候呢，不管做衣服、做头发，都必须要花很多钱的。
I know, I have three daughters.
我很知道，因为呢，我就有三个女儿。
We were sitting in the reception center and we had a beautiful meal.
我们呢就坐在那个接待那个地方呢，那我们前面呢就非常丰盛的餐点。
But there was one table, it had 10 boys on it. They were just getting drunk, drinking and drinking and drinking, getting drunk and loud.
但在那时候呢，有一桌就坐了差不多十个学生坐在那边，他们呢就在那边只是捣蛋喝酒，一直喝一直喝。
The manager and security guards warned them once and twice.
他们很吵，所以呢，那个安全人员还有那个经理就常常来两三次呢，跟他们讲，你们不要这么吵，会妨碍到别人。
And the third time they came to throw them out.
当他来的时候呢，他们就不愿意听他们的。
The young boys didn't want to be thrown out.
他们呢却不愿意听他的话。
A little bit of fighting took place.
这时候呢，开始会有一些肢体方面的冲突。
Everyone was watching the trouble in the corner.
大家呢就觉得说，怎么就一直在旁边看着，到底发生什么事情
？Broken glasses, things thrown everywhere.
这时候呢，那个到处一些玻璃呢，就是散落了整地。
And they kicked them out.
他们呢？还继续在那边。
Then the manager came to the front to the microphone and he said, "This function is now finished. Everyone must leave."
这时候呢，最后没办法了。那个经理只好出面的他把那个麦克风拿过来说，这个宴会呢，现在已经结束了，每一个人要立刻离开这个地方。
It's only 9 o'clock.
这时候呢，只是9点钟而已。
All of dessert was on the tables. No one had eaten anything.
这个桌上呢还有很多的这个甜点，怎么样的话，大家都还没有开始吃呢。
The girls in their beautiful dresses were crying.
这时候呢，这些女孩子一听到这个宣布以后呢，很多人就哭了。
The boys in their suits were angry.
那其他男孩呢，他们觉得很愤怒，怎么现在就要叫我们走呢
？And the teachers, we were very embarrassed.
那当老师的人就觉得很尴尬，到底是自己的学生吗
？I've never been kicked out of a restaurant before.
我从来没有遭遇到这种事情，竟然在一个餐馆，在一个旅馆里头被人家赶出去。
Sometimes the sin of one small group affects everyone.
所以有时候呢，就是因为小情人他们所做的错事情，因为他们所犯的罪呢，竟然影响到这么大的人，这么多的人。
God said to his people, the sin of Achan brought judgment on the people, and they lost the battle.
所以呢，就像说亚干，只是他一个人，他自己犯罪，竟然影响到整个以色列人。
Now God says we're going to find out who it was, and we have to get rid of them out of the people of God.
所以神说，来，我们来找，我们来看到底是谁做错的事情，然后呢，我们就可以把它除掉。
So verse 13, we read this.
所以呢，在第十四节到第二十五节这时候呢，他第十三节是听第十三节，他这样提，我来读十三节verse 13你起来叫百姓自洁，对他们说，你们要自洁，预备明天，因为耶和华以色列的神这样说：以色列啊，你们中间有当面的物，你们若不除掉，在仇敌面前必站立不住。
And the sinner was revealed. Verses 14 to 24, we find out that they work out it was Achan who committed the sin.
所以呢，在第十四节到二十四节呢，他讲到说罪后来是怎么样被化解的。
And God says we must remove them.
神说我们要把他除掉，把这个人除掉。
It's an immediate judgment.
这是呢要立刻办的一件事情。
God says.You can't allow a spiritual cancer in the people of God to grow because it will lead to great damage to other people.
这个罪呢，事实上就像人身上有癌一样，你一定要赶快到医院里面去把它割掉，要不然呢，这个会传播到全身去。
His sin was a sin of covetousness. He saw it, he liked it, he wanted it, he took it.
亚干的罪呢，事实上呢，他是一种贪心的罪哈。他看到他觉得很喜欢他，然后呢，他就要他就去把他抢，拿起来。
All sins like that, isn't it? We see something, we want it, we take it.
所以呢，很多罪都是这样来的。我们看到，我们想要就去拿了。
So God executed his punishment on the family, verses 25 and 26.
所以神呢，就来处罚这件事情，他就记在。第七章二十五节到二十六节 ，verse 25。耶稣亚说：“你为什么连累我们呢？今日耶和华必叫你受连累。”于是以色列众人用石头打死他，将石头扔在其上，又用火焚烧他所有的 ，verse 26。众人在亚干身上堆成一大堆石头，直沉到今日。于是耶和华转意，不发他的内怒。因为那地方名叫雅各谷，直到今日。
Sin, death immediately.
犯罪，那他立刻受到死亡的惩罚。
God doesn't normally do that.
神其实他不是每一次都这样做的。
Otherwise, I would be dead and you would be dead.
他如果这样做的话，我们早就死了，我们你们都是一样。
It's the grace of God.
因为为什么呢？因为神他有他的恩典。
But this is the beginning of the people of God in the promised land. God is making an important point.
因为呢，他发生说，这是神刚开始带领以色列人进入迦南地。神在刚开始的话，他不要任何不好事情发生。
You must take God seriously and obey Him.
所以呢，在这时候呢，我们必须要很严肃地看待这件事情。
A similar thing happens in the New Testament.
同样呢，有一件事情呢，在新约的时候也是同样的发生过。
You have Joshua chapter 7 where God judges immediately, and you have Acts chapter 5 where God judges immediately as well.
我们看到耶稣亚记第七章呢，看到亚干呢犯了罪，立刻就被惩罚。同样在新约的时候，在使徒行传同样发生一件事情，是在教会刚开始的时候，神也立刻就处罚。
In the Old Testament, the people of God in the Promised Land, the beginning of the church, both beginnings.
都是刚开始的时候，在耶稣亚记呢，是神刚开始要带 带以色列人进入迦南地，那在使徒行传的记载是一个教会刚开始的时候。
The church was doing well in Acts chapter 5.
在使徒行传第五章，我们可以看到呢，教会刚开始，而且这时候呢，其实是非常的好。
It was a great church, a huge church, a church of thousands.
这个教会呢，其实刚开始呢就很好，哇，大家非常好，而且人数呢上千人，只有几千人。
God was doing wonders and miracles.
神在里面呢施行了很多神迹奇事。
The church loved people and shared with those in need.
这个教会呢充满了爱，他们把财物都能够拿出来分享。
They loved gathering together.
他们喜欢一块来聚会。
They praised God.
他们喜欢赞美神。
Even the non-Christians regarded them highly.
尽管呢还有不信者呢，但是呢他们对这些信徒也是非常的尊重。
People were being saved every day, the Bible says.
很多人呢都被得救了，听信了这个福音。
Even when the leaders were thrown into prison, they still praised God.
甚至于呢，他们的领袖呢，虽然说被关到监狱里头呢，但是呢，他们在监狱里头还是赞美神。
Everything is going well, success.
真的，所有事情都是好的，都是成功的。
And then Ananias and Sapphira turn up.
但是呢，哇，结果呢还是一样，有不好的事情发生。
And they lie to God.
他们亚拿尼亚他欺骗了神。
And God brings death to both of them immediately.
同样呢，神也立刻的惩罚在他身上，他死了。
Is anyone getting nervous? Anyone been sinning?
大家听了以后会不会觉得有点紧张惶恐
？No heart attacks today, please.
你如果心脏不强的人，可能要小心一点。
We're going to read this together.
Okay.
Well, from verse 5.
Okay. 好。
We need to move the next one.
好来，好，那个使徒行传第五章，我们从第五节，那个内喜可不可以把我们放到使徒行传第五章？ Verse 5, 第五节。
From there.
好，第五节。好。
From verse 1, it should be verse 1.
Okay. 从第一节。
Yeah.
从第一节。好。好。好，从第一节，好，你们都看得到吗？好，我们一块来读，我们一块来读。好，第一节，预备，请。有一个人名叫亚拿尼亚，同他的妻子撒菲拉卖了田产，把嫁银私自留下几分，他的妻子也知道，其余的几分拿来放在使徒脚前。彼得说：“亚拿尼亚，为什么撒旦充满了你的心？”叫你欺哄圣灵，把田地的价银私自留下几分呢？田地你还没有卖，不是你自己的吗？既卖了，价银不是你做主吗？你怎么心里起这意念呢？你不是欺哄人，是欺哄神的。Verse 5，亚拿尼亚听见这话就哭倒，断了气，听见的人都甚惧怕。有些少年人起来，把他包裹抬出去埋葬的。Verse 7，约过了三小时，他的妻子进来，还不知道这事。彼得对他说：“你告诉我，你们卖田地的价银就是这些吗？”他说：“就是这些。”Verse 9，彼得说：“你们为什么同心试探主的灵呢？埋葬你丈夫的人的脚已到门口。”他们也要把你抬出去。Verse 10，妇人立刻扑倒在彼得脚前，断了气。那些少年人进来，见他已经死了，就抬出去埋在他丈夫身旁边。这个先不要，这是加拉太书。OK， 好，耶，那接。OK， 好。
Have we done verses 9 to 11？
Yeah, we start from verse 1 to 11.
Okay. All right. You go to church and two people dead. You go to church and two people are dead.
你想想看，这个教会呢，刚开始的教会呢，就两个人死掉了。
Two people lie to God.
因为这两个人都欺骗了神。
They sold the house, all the money belonged to them, but they pretended to give it all to God, but they kept some for themselves.
他们把自己的田产卖掉了， 这个卖掉钱本来就他们可以自己处理，但是呢他们又说他们要全部捐给神，但是呢却保留一部分起来。
I don't know why they did that, but they didn't have to do that. As that Peter said, you could have just given half the money if you like, just say we're giving you half the money, but they didn't, they lied.
我不知道他们为什么会这样做。其实就像这边讲的，就是说你卖了钱你本来就可以自主，你自己可以决定呢，但是呢你又说你要全部来捐给神，但是呢你却保留了一部分在你身边。
Friends, we cannot play around with God. We can't play games with God.
事实上呢我们没有办法在神的面前耍花样。
God wants the church to know right at the beginning of the church, the start of the church, that God loves holiness and obedience.
神呢他希望在这个教会刚开始的时候呢，他就要这个教会里面呢是洁净的，是纯全的。
Again, I'm thankful that God does not judge us like that every time we sin.
虽然呢神他不是每一次都是这样子的来审判我们，来处罚我们。
But he's making a point here.
但是呢这里面也值得我们来思想。
The church needs to take God seriously.
我们必须要把神的事情看得是一件很严重的事情。
God knows everything, God sees everything.
神呢他是无所不在的神，他知道所有的事情。
If you sin and no one else knows, God knows.
如果说你说谎的，那可能人家都不知道，但是神知道。
In Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 and 8, we read these words.
在加拉太书第六章第七到第八节，我来读第七节verse 7, 不要自欺，神是轻慢不得的，人种的是什么，收的也是什么。 verse 8, 圣的情欲撒种的，必从情欲收败坏。顺着圣灵撒种的，必从圣灵收永生。
There's always a battle between the sinful nature and the Spirit of God. We must listen to the Spirit.
我们呢常常面临一个战争，就是从顺从我们自己的情意，或是顺从神的话。
Friends, the good news of the gospel is that Jesus, because he died and rose again, offers us forgiveness and eternal life.
在福音。所谓福音呢，就是告诉我们一个好消息：神任何我们的罪到神的面前，他都赦免我们，因为他在十字架上，他为我们而死。
The Bible says, "For God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God."
在哥林多后书第五章二十一节，他提到说：神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
That's the good news.
这就是好消息。
My sin was placed on Jesus on the cross. He died for me.
我的罪呢是放在神放在耶稣基督的身上，他在十字架为我们的罪而死。
And I receive his forgiveness and his perfection.
我们呢是得到他的赦免，我们就变成完全了。
He dies, I live.
他为我们而死。
One writer has put it this way: I don't live each day worrying that God might judge me. No, Christ died for me, but I will not let sin reign in me.
有一个作者呢，他就这样来说：我不用担心神他会来审判我，因为基督呢，他已经为我们的罪而死。但是呢，我绝对生活中，我绝对不要让罪它来辖制我的生命。
Two questions as we finish.
我们还有两个问题，我们就要结束了。
Is there sin in your life that you must repent of?
如果说你在生活中有罪的时候，你要知道到神的面前认罪。
You must confess it and turn from it.
你必须要到神的面前认罪悔改。
God sees it and God knows it. You cannot play games with God.
神他知道，他看到，你不可能欺骗他的。
Secondly, are you stealing from God as Achan did?
第二件事情，我们想一想，我们有没有偷窃了像亚干一样偷窃了神的事情的东西？
Are you stealing time from God?
你有没有从神那边偷取了时间？
Are you stealing money from God?
有没有从神那边把刚 刚纳给他的神偷窃了。
He's selling spiritual gifts from God.
啊，当神给你一些恩赐，给你一些能干的才能的时候，你有没有保留起来，没有给神用
？Are you selling talents?
啊，你有一些神天生就给你一些才能的时候，你有没有都不愿意让神使用的
？God has blessed us so we can use these gifts for the good of other people. When we don't use them, we are stealing from God because God wants us to use the gifts.
啊、当神给我们这么多的才能，给我们这么多的能力，啊、他是要我们、啊、能够在这世上能够帮助别人。如果我们不用的话，其实就是等于是把该给神的东西没有给他，我们偷窃了他的东西。
It is my prayer that we will turn from our sin and that we will stop stealing from God.、
啊、所以呢，我要为啊，这是我祷告，让我们呢啊，不要。啊、在生活中我们不要犯罪，犯罪的时候就能够到神的面前求他赦免，而且呢我们不要偷窃了神的东西。
Amen, let me pray.
好，让我们来祷告。
God, we thank you that you love us、
啊、神啊，谢谢你，你爱我们。
And that Jesus died to bring forgiveness、
啊、耶稣基督、啊、为我们死，使我们的罪能够得赦。
Help us to be different to Achan and different to Ananias and Sapphira.
啊，虽然说不同亚干的罪啊，但虽然有很多的不跟我们现在情况不太一样。
Help us to tell the truth to you and to love you deeply.
啊，帮助我们，让我们啊能够多对你说实话，而且能够真正的爱你。
Help us to turn from our sins.
啊，帮助我们能够从我们的罪中能够回转过来。
And to listen to the Holy Spirit.
啊、能够听、啊、圣灵在我们心中所说的话。
To you be the glory forever and ever. Amen.、
啊、让你的名能够得到荣耀，谢谢你。 Amen.